Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Monday, the 4th of July, 2011, and happy Independence Day to our American cousins. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're looking at Psalm 130. Instead of looking at one verse, we're going to do an overview of the psalm today, and then in following podcasts, we'll get into a bit more detail. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. This is traditionally one of the penitential psalms, the sixth of the seven. In fact, that name was given to them maybe somewhere around 600 AD. The penitential psalms, or psalms of confession, are traditionally Psalms 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, this one, and then 143. They're psalms of confession, psalms of honesty before God. And yet, even though there is a focus upon the confession of sin, nonetheless, it is God's name that is used eight times in the psalm. Therefore, what this tells us is that although the psalmist is focusing in some ways on his sin and being real about them with God and talking to God about how he feels, nonetheless, his focus really is on God. God's name is there, as I say, eight times in this psalm. And not, I think, as in a sense of vain repetition, as if mentioning God's name eight times will somehow gain God's favour. But the psalmist is understanding the fact that he must see his sin in the context of God and who he is. It's always good to confess sin. It's always good to pray about our sins. But that should be done in the context of who God is. And who is he? Well, in summary, in this psalm, we see several things about God. The references to God tell us, firstly, that he forgives sin. Verse 4, with you there is forgiveness. Secondly, we know that God comes to those who wait and hope in him. Verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. Thirdly, we learn that he is steadfast in love and redemption. Verse 7, put your hope in the Lord, for the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. And we know from this psalm that God makes a difference. He himself will redeem Israel in verse 8. He acts positively towards his people. He will redeem Israel from all their sins. He is not indifferent, but concerned. He is not rejecting, but accepting. He is not ambivalent, but involved. He is not arbitrary, and he is not stingy. He has unfailing love. Full redemption is offered. Complete forgiveness is available. Now, as I read through this psalm, and I think about these attributes of God, it comes to me that this would make a great outline for a prayer time. Why not try that the next time you pray and go through this psalm thanking God for these qualities of his and adding your voice to that of the psalmist as you confess your sins? If he kept a record of sins in verse 3, who could stand? So let's pray and ask God for forgiveness and trust him for that. Ask him to be our hope. Ask him to watch and be attentive. Ask him for his unfailing love, ask him for full redemption, asking him to forgive us from all our sins. And we know the God of the Old Testament, and we know the God of the New Testament, that he will hold to his promises, that those who confess their sins will be forgiven for them. Tomorrow we will look at verse 1 in a bit more detail. But until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. And I do hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.